morning. Nah, that's not what I want to say. What I want to say is, what's up, Unity? It's been 15 months since I've been here at the 11:30. This is awesome. This is great. Except I only get to see half your faces. This is really weird. So if you don't know who I am, my name is Ron, and it's my pleasure to be here. So I am here to continue Kristen's series on the 12 powers. And if I slip into the 12 steps, please forgive me. That's been part of my life for over 30 years, so it may be it's not Freudian, it's just a slip. But anyways, so we're here to talk about love today. Is that cool? After all this time, I get to stand here and talk to you about love. That's awesome. Now, Kristen talked in the first 2 weeks in this series about faith and strength. And so I get to talk about love. So let me tell you what, within the 12 powers, how Unity describes love. It's like this. So love is represented by the Apostle John. And their definition goes like this. The attracting, harmonizing, unifying faculty of the mind. It is the constructive building force of spirit. It is our power to comprehend oneness, located in the heart center, which is behind the heart. And the color is pink. That doesn't surprise anybody, does it? And it is linked with the other powers of wisdom and understanding, and I'll talk about that later. Now, the number 12, as Kristen has talked about, is a very powerful number in the whole spiritual world, right? I mean, the Bible, you got the 12 tribes and other stuff. And these 12 powers are aligned kind of with the chakras. And so are there 12 chakras? Anybody know? Okay, cool. Well, there are. So there you have another 12. But for me, like I mentioned earlier, the 12 steps has been part of my life. And what the 12 steps has done has prepared me to bring into consciousness my 12 powers, right? These 12 abilities. And John, can you put up the slide of the list of 12 powers? Thank you. So we have all of these. You may not know it. And if you know it, cool. If you don't know it, cool, because they are there, all right? One of the aspects about love that I really want to talk about today is that we are love, right? We are God or oneness, right? So when somebody says God's love, it sounds like a possession, like God has something, right? What we believe here in Unity is that God is love, right? So there is no love to give, right? So Charles Fillmore says that God does not love anybody or anything. God is the love in everything and everybody, right? So as humans, we learn the term unconditional love, right? Which means that we give our love to somebody without condition, which means that we get love from somebody without condition. Sometimes that's not true, right? And sometimes that's not true from people who we really want love from, right? But it's not theirs to give because it is them. And so what happens is when we become conscious of us being love, we are expressing the God or the oneness within us, right? So imagine the world without love. The world would be flat. It would lack expression. It would be uninspiring. But the most The worst part of this, it would keep us from being who we are, right? Without love, there wouldn't be any Einstein. Without love, there wouldn't be any Beethoven. Without love, there would be no Monet. Without love, there'd be no Joe Montana or Led Zeppelin, right? Because all of these folks shared one thing. They had love for that passion within them. And they were so good at what they did because that was their expression of God, of the oneness, right? Whether you like Led Zeppelin or Beethoven, you got to admit those two people brought a lot of joy to people, right? Whether you love Shakespeare or Spike Lee, right? They brought joy to people, right? And it's because they were expressing themselves, which, in other words, they're expressing their love or their God within them. So for me, and then, I'm sorry. So there's this book that I really like and recommend. It's called Power Up. It's by Paul Hasselbeck and Sarah Holton, two Unity ministers, and it talks about the 12 powers, what they like to call the 12 abilities, right? And so their definition of the power of love is this. Love is the ability to feel attraction for, desire, attract oneself to harmonize and unify based on ideas, truth, principles, and laws that are divine in nature. Right? Well, here's an example. I was sitting back there last Sunday listening to Kristen talk about the power of strength. And I love the 12 powers. And I said, I want to do that. I said, I'm going to call her this week and see if I can do a Sunday lesson about one of the powers. I wanted to do zeal. If any of you know me, you know zeal fits, right? And I never got a hold of her this week, but guess who called me yesterday about 9:30 a.m.? Right? Kristen, and she wanted me to talk this morning. So I didn't make Kristen get a cold, right? And so her and Brenly have to stay in the house so I can do this, right? It was my expression. I like being up here. Some people call that being a ham. But I can't help it. I love being up here talking about oneness. I like it. This is what I do. Some people would be scared to death if they had to do a talk like this within a 24-hour notice, you know? But then some people, like Carrie and I were talking earlier, it's like if someone called her up to do music within 24 hours, it would flow, because that's what she does, right? Whatever you do, if somebody called you up at a moment's notice, and you would say yes, you know, because that's our expression, right? That's our expression of God. That's who we are. So love is an inside job like we've been talking about. Okay, so in the Bhagavad-Gita, did I say that right? To love is to know me, my innermost nature, the truth that I am. Fillmore says, God does not love anybody or anything. That's a hard one to hold, right? God does not love anybody or anything. God is the love in everybody and everything. So again, we see that it's not ours to give to somebody, right? But it's ours to express it and to be who we are, which is really important, right? So love finds its way to wherever it's needed. It's like water. Right? You can't stop water from flowing. It's going to go somewhere. You know, that's how the Grand Canyon got made millions and millions of years ago, because the Colorado River just cut through the rocks. It was that powerful, right? By the way, I just came back from Southern Utah. You guys gotta go. I mean, if you really, really love God and nature, you gotta go see Bryce Canyon and Arches. Anybody been there? Am I wrong? No, you gotta go. But sorry. Sorry for the advertisement. But anyways, so that's how powerful this is. So humans become loving by permitting that which is God to find expression in word and act. Okay? So words of divine love are spoken by us, acts of divine love made by us. So I have a personal example of that. So back in November of 2019, my best friend of 50 years made his transition. And we were able to have his memorial the first or second weekend of March of 2020. You know what happened right after that? Yes. So we don't get to see anybody. But at the memorial, as I was hugging his daughter, Amy, who has two boys, as I'm hugging her goodbye, I said, I want to watch your boys grow up. And she said, you will. And also, since Ron made his transition, I've been saying I want to be the conduit of his love toward his family. Okay, so I don't want to be my love. I want to be a conduit of Ron's love so they know it. So this, about a month ago, middle of June, we got the opportunity to spread Ron's ashes at the up in Lake County where we went camping as kids. And Amy was there, his daughter, and his three stepkids. And Amy's family, Eric and her husband, and her two boys. And Jacob's like four or five. He's the oldest grandson. And Theo's two. He's the second boy. And I've got to see them once. Maybe I went to visit them right before the pandemic. And I've seen them a couple family gatherings with a bunch of people. So we're at To the Creek, where we went camping last month, and we're sitting down doing nothing. You know how when you go camping, you do nothing, right? And if you do something, you read a book, but that's about it. So this is what happened that afternoon. John, can you share that with us? So that's Jacob, right? Now, like I said, I only saw him a couple times. He really doesn't know me. But out of nowhere, he just climbed up on my lap, right? And I tried to hold a conversation with him, and he didn't want to talk. He just wanted to sit there, right? And so his mother was shocked. His dad was shocked because he doesn't do this, right? That's that expression of love. That's what I hold it to, right? Is that I was being a conduit of what, because it wasn't, I do have an ego, but it wasn't involved in this at all. Right? And so that's what I mean by expressing yourself. And then that love, that's how it attracts things to us, right? That are important to us. It's not about, I mean, if I chased him around the camp and tried to put him on my lap, I don't think that would have worked. No, but this did. And it was just a really heartwarming and confirming moment, right? And I'm sure you've all have experienced something like that. When you let go of your ego, right? And you just be who you were meant to be, right? And you let that love flow. That's the really cool part of all of this. So let's get back to the lesson part of this talk, okay? So when we use our 12 powers, John, can you put the list back up, please? Thank you. When we use our 12 powers, we don't use one at a time, all right? So let's take love. Let's see if you use love without wisdom, right? How would that look if you were chasing somebody who you thought was your love but really wasn't? Right? Has anybody had that happen before? That they're trying to get somebody, even though they know it's not a good thing to do, right? Has anybody ever ate too much chocolate cake? Right? It gets to the point with chocolate cake, you love it, but it gets to the point where you're just eating it for your taste buds, and you're not eating it for any nutritional value, and you've had a nice treat, but the third slice isn't really a treat anymore, right? So a little wisdom might tell you, maybe I'll have that piece of cake tomorrow, or maybe I'll find someone else that actually really wants what I want instead of what I think they want, right? Or let's see, how about if we do love and will, okay? So if we take a quote from Maya Angelou, she says, love recognizes no barriers. It jumps hurdles, leaps fences, and penetrates walls to arrive at this destination full of hope. That's really nice. I like that. I agree with it. But it's really powerful, isn't it? I mean, like, if you wanted something over there and you had no wisdom, you'd jump that fence and you'd go right over there. You'd knock the bull out of the pasture and you'd go get that guy, because that's how strong love is, right? But with wisdom, you don't go over there and knock somebody over and take what they are, right? With wisdom, you understand what needs to be, right? With understanding a will, you get empathy. Right, so you begin to see other people, right? That's how powerful love is. That's how powerful all these strengths are, or these 12 powers. But if we use them in conjunction with other ones, that's how we get a balance, right? You guys still with me? Awesome. Glad to hear that. Makes me feel good when you're with me. So I'm going to read a quote by Charles Fillmore. And he says this. He says, love in divine mind is the idea of universal unity. When it is made active in consciousness, it conserves substance and reconstructs, rebuilds, and restores us and our world. Right, so that's what the power of love can do. Right, you have that power within you. Right, you have that power. I guess it's kind of like gravity. Right, I mean, we don't know what gravity is. You may not know the formula, the scientific formula for gravity. Right. But you know that if you walk out there and you skip a step, it's not going to be good, right? Because gravity is going to pull you down, right? So you know that. So you don't skip a step, right? What's the same thing with these 12 powers? It's the same thing with the power of love, is that you may not know it, or you may know it to a degree, right? But that's why we keep walking our path, right? Is so that we keep getting, we begin to understand more and more. We begin to understand deeper and deeper. And then we're able to fulfill the power of love within us to the degree that it is. And the really cool part about it is you'll probably never reach the highest degree, right? Which is a good thing. One of my favorite groups, Lowen and McCohen, they have this song where this father has this kid and he's worried about him because he's a dad and he doesn't know how to be a dad, right? And one of the lines in it says, when is he going to understand that you never stop learning, right? And the context in the song, that's a bad thing. And I'm driving in my car going, no, this is a good thing, right? Because you never stop learning. And when you never stop learning, that means you never stop learning about yourself. And when you never stop learning about yourself, you never start learning about the inner being of oneness. I almost used the word connection there, the connection to your oneness, because there is no connection. Because if you were connected to your oneness, that means you could break it, right? When you have electric current, you can break it, but you can't break the oneness that you have with your spiritual center. You can't break that. Now, you can hide it from yourself, right? You cannot be conscious of the oneness that you are. You may have a little degree about the oneness that you are, right? When I was using those 12 steps, when I began the 12 steps over 30 years ago, it was because I didn't know, or I would say to you, I don't have any self-love. But that's not true. It's because the alcohol and my false beliefs kept me from knowing that I have self-love. Right? It didn't mean I didn't have any. Right? And then once I was able to get rid of the false beliefs, I began to see that I was just as worthy as everybody else. And so that's when it gave me, it opened up my consciousness to be able to feel and see these 12 powers that I have. Right? You guys still with me? You guys still with me? Awesome. Good. I only get to see half of faith, so I don't know what's going on out there. So the power of love really works really well with wisdom and understanding. And so let me read you the definitions of both of those. So the definition of wisdom is this. Wisdom or judgment is the ability to judge, evaluate, discern, be wise, appraise, and apply what is known. Okay? So if you're a judge overseeing a court case, wouldn't it be really nice to have empathy along with that wisdom? So you'll be able to see more? Wouldn't it be good to be able to let go of your own beliefs and see that within the other people and the other lawyers and the people on the jury, right? So that's where and you have this power of wisdom, right? You have this great power of wisdom. How many people here think they're wise? Well, let me tell you, most of you are wrong, all right? The people who raised their hands, you are correct. So let's do that again. How many people here are wise? No, that's better. Okay, let's go for the third time's the charm, okay? How many people here are wise? Yeah, come on, bend that elbow. Straighten that elbow out. Okay, well, you are. I mean, I'm here to tell you, you are, okay? And so let's talk about understanding. Understanding is the ability to know, perceive, comprehend, and spiritually see. That's really a key, spiritually see. And that's where the love comes in, right? Especially the self-love, right? How many people have ever doubted themselves? There's a lot more straight elbows in that question than there was in the other one. So I knew this was going to happen. Hang on. My personality. Got it? Where was I? Oh, yeah, you guys are great. That's where I was. So you can see how love fits in with these, with will and understanding. It's not only that it gives you empathy, right? But love also gives you an insight to yourself, right? And if you love yourself, and I'm not saying you don't love yourself. Please don't take that. But there's a degree of loving yourself that allows you to go like this, I'm wise, instead of maybe I'm wise, right? There's that degree of self-love that keeps you from that. And so if you love yourself enough, then you'll believe that you're understanding, right? If you love yourself enough, then you'll believe that you're wise, right? If you love yourself enough, then you believe you're talented, right? And so that's what these powers are about. They're about showing us who we are as God. And I don't believe in the word sin. You know, because sin just means you make a mark. You miss the mark. You missed the bullseye. You made a mistake. But if there is one sin in this world, it's that when you are not allowing yourself to be who you came here to be. Right? That's it. And we do that in all kinds of ways. Right? We do it in ways people might recognize, like, you know, like alcoholics or codependents or people who just get in the fast lane and drive 45 miles an hour and can't see anybody else around them. And then all these people are making the judgment when it's really about they're just scared to drive. Right? And so that's what happens when that's the power of loving yourself. Is to let you be who you are meant to be on this world, right? Isn't that one of our, what do you call it? My brain. I'm turning 65 in 3 weeks, forgive me. One of our beliefs is that we came here, isn't it in here somewhere? I read it all the time. I've read it for years, right? Our mission. That's it, our mission. Yay, Ron. I still love myself. So our mission is who we have come here to be. Right? That's our mission. You say that with me? Our mission is who we have come here to be. One more time. Our mission is who we have come here to be. Right? That's one of the joys of unity for me. Right? So when I first came to Unity back in 1998, I came from a religious background of Catholicism, and then I moved over to baptism. And I don't know how they say that. But anyways, so, you know, that's what I grew up with. And then I come to Unity. And I loved what Unity was saying. But it seemed kind of new wave-ish or maybe kind of hippie-ish, you know? The happy clappy church, all right? And then about 6 months into it, I was, you know, just coming every week and listening. This revelation happened, and there was no guilt or shame. My whole life, God came, my foundation of God and of Jesus was guilt and shame. And Unity doesn't have any of that. And if we do, we have to apologize and then see the power of love within us for self-love. Right? Then it became real, right? Because then for me, I was able to let go of the guilt and the shame, right? And then that was another piece for me to understand the power of loving myself, right? And so this is a wonderful journey, right? And whatever this room here, whatever it takes you to be, takes you where to go, where to be, awesome. Just awesome for you to get that power of self-love that will give you the power to do all those other 12 powers or 12 abilities. You know, and please know, I'm going to say this again, that there is nobody in this room who has less or more of these 12 powers than the person sitting next to you or around you. We all have this level. We just have to be conscious of it. And there is no shame or blame or guilt of where you are on that spectrum. It's just all where we're supposed to be. Right? In AA, when I was new in AA, I had a sponsor. He used to bug the heck out of me. I'd call him up. I'd go, and he'd say, "You're right where you're supposed to be." God, that used to make me mad. All right? He said, "You're right where you're supposed to be." And he was correct, right? If you are walking your path, if you are doing, consciously walking your path, then you are where you're supposed to be. Yeah, it's like reading a self-help book, that's one of your favorite self-help books. And you look at a page on June 24th, 1987. And then you go back 20 years later and you read June 12th, 1987. And you go, oh, yeah, because he's just at a different level of consciousness, right? And even though you've read those words 10, 20, 30 times, they still mean more to you. Not like they mean greater, but they just mean more. Right? It's just like our consciousness has expanded. And so that's what these 12 powers are for. It's like the old airplane adage, right? When the oxygen mask falls, who do you put the oxygen mask on first? Right? Because you can't help anybody without that oxygen mask. And so this is what you do with the power of love. It's that self-love. And then that self-love, you couple it with any of the other powers, and that's when you get to be with your brothers and sisters and share who you are. I can't say that enough. You have to. I don't want to say have to, because that's, I don't have to. But when you do express the oneness within you, the way you are meant to be, that's the glory of you being on this planet, because you are nothing but goodness and love and holiness with a W. Get it? Not with an H, with a W. Wholeness. So I just want to finish up with the readings here. As Casey and Danae were reading, I love this one. It says, "If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but I do not love, I gain nothing." And that's true. Love is patient, love is kind, love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. That is true. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. That is true. The caveat for me is not by itself, right? Love is these things when we add the other 12 powers, the 12 abilities to it, right? Because it's a combination. I mean, we've all been in situations where love does not bear all things, where love does not believe all things, when love does not have hope in all things. Right? I mean, Unity folks have been through the ringer, or else you wouldn't be sitting here, right? At some point in your life, right? I mean, and so I'm not saying that these aren't true, because they are. We just have to incorporate the wholeness of who we are to let these things be true about love. And so I just want to close with these three words. Yes, Mario! Good job! I love you. Be peace. Oh, God, I get so clammy up here. Okay, thank you for taking care of me. Hey, you love me. Okay, let's say this together. I claim love now. I use love to attract myself to what is highest and most spiritual, so I can be the best person and the best Christ I can be. Namaste.